Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2013. Happy Earth Day. Yes, it is Earth Day, but it feels like it's winter. I don't know. It's very cold here. Over the weekend, we had a big thunderstorm, and after that, the temperature dropped like 30 degrees, and it's been chilly ever since. And I think the high today was maybe 58, when normally it's like 70. So it was quite chilly, and it's chilly right now at about 10 after 7 in the evening. Anyway, over the weekend, I spent the weekend in D.C. at my partner's house. And on Friday, when I got there, I turned on the news, because I like to watch the news, of course, because it was about 6:30. And they were talking about, of course, the Boston bombing, and that they were lifting the shelter-in-place thing in Boston. I'm stumbling over my words. But I had to stop watching the news around 7 because we had a phone call interview with a reporter from a small magazine down in Southern Virginia about Virginia wine, and we're answering some questions for him for an article he's writing. So we had to turn the TV off so we could hear the phone and talk to this guy. So anyway, after that interview, I turned the news back on, and they were talking about capturing the Boston bombing suspect. So I had missed all the action that was going on. Well, I guess I came in at the end of the action when they had just captured him. And then, of course, I had to watch for another hour to, you know, follow up and find out what exactly happened and so forth. And my partner is not a big fan watching the news for so long and having to hear every single detail about the capture of this guy. But I was interested in it, so I was watching it. But then it was time for dinner, so I had to turn the TV off again and enjoy dinner and wine. And then I don't think I turned the TV back on again until the next morning. But I don't know why I get so obsessed with following the minute details of everything that's happening. Because at the time I turned on the TV back on after the interview, they were talking about finding him in the boat. And then I guess they went through the rest of the process of tearing back the thing and throwing the bomb in there and all of that stuff. And they weren't giving all those details at the time, but they were showing the police on the street and, you know, all of that. And I was watching as much of it as I could. I don't know why I just watched. I like to see all the details of that stuff, but that's life, I guess. So on Saturday, we were having a dinner party with just a couple friends or regular friends over for a spring dinner party, and the partner was serving lamb. And that's not really funny to anybody, but during the conference that we went to the weekend before, they served lamb like 3 times in the weekend, and so it was funny that we were serving lamb again, and with a Maryland wine that actually was very, very good. But anyway, that was in the evening. During the day, we took a walk, and I looked for birds, but I didn't find any. I did take a really good picture of a robin that I'm going to post on the blog, and we saw a pileated woodpecker who was like really digging ferociously, actually, into a log looking for insects, I guess. He was really taking that big beak of his and tearing up the wood, finding insects. And that was a nice walk, but it was a little chilly, and I did not take a coat with me this weekend, so I was a little chilly, but it was a short walk, so it was nice. And then we prepared for the dinner and had some friends over and had great discussions about everything from, as usual, politics, religion, the whole Boston bombing thing, all kinds of stuff. So it was a really nice dinner. We had a great time hanging out with our friends and had a really nice time. And then on Sunday, we decided to have a picnic at the Bishop's Garden, and we've done that many, many times in the past. This time when we entered the Bishop's Garden, the sprinklers were on, so half of the garden was soaking wet, and the sprinklers were spraying water all over the place. But it was an absolutely gorgeous day. The sun was out. It was crisp and a light breeze. The sun was out, but it was a little chilly because I did not have a coat, and I had a short-sleeve shirt on. But we enjoyed a bottle of wine and our typical picnic fare, and walked around and enjoyed the garden. And right now in the garden, the tulips are blooming. So I took several pictures of tulips, And on the way, on the walk to the Bishop's Garden, we saw dogwoods, because the dogwoods are all in bloom. And they have white dogwoods and pink dogwoods and ones that are white with pink, and they were really pretty. So I took several pictures of them, and one picture that came out really nicely was a pink dogwood with, like, the sky. Well, the background was all blurred, but the blue that was in the background was just gorgeous. So I took the picture and cropped it and made it the banner on my website, and extracted the blue from the background as the background color on my website. So the website's been updated with new color and new picture for the header. So I was playing with that on Sunday and did that. And I took lots of pictures of flowers and stuff, and I think I may have posted one on Twitter. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But so now I have lots of spring pictures. But it doesn't feel like spring because it's a little chilly outside. And I know I'm podcasting again after just a week. Not even a week, because I think I podcasted last Wednesday or Thursday. I don't remember. But I think I want to start telling about the weekends. After our picnic at the Bishop's Garden, we didn't do very much, just came home. And then I came home from the weekend. And no, there were no refrigerator issues this weekend when I got home. Not like last weekend. The refrigerator seems to be working just fine, and no issues at all. The one thing that I did come home to, because I left my windows open, was yellow pollen, or that greenish-yellow pollen all over everything. Every flat surface was yellow. So I had to go around and dust all that stuff off. And it's like you can't even keep up with it. I know it's going to happen for the next couple weeks. And it happens this way every year. The green pollen comes in through the windows and lands on everything. And it's very hard to keep up with. But I'll just have to keep dusting it. But this time I noticed it, because I have hardwood floors. I noticed that the floors feel a little gritty. And I'm like, crap, is this stuff all over the floors too? And sure enough, I took a Swiffer thing and went around the floor. And it came up yellow. So this pollen got on everything. The one thing that hasn't bothered me too much in terms of my sinuses this year, and usually I have spring allergies or sinuses or issues with the pollen, but this year it has not affected me as much, which I am very, very glad at. Let's see, what else is going on in the world? Not much. Did I talk about the... Yeah, I did talk about the gun laws last time. Well, I guess that's all. I don't really have anything else to tell you. So, hope you all are having a good week. And until next time, bye.